Welcome to the Compass Church Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Phil Bray.
And as Michael mentioned, we've got a lot of talent in the life of this church, and we'll be hearing from Andrew De Silva in just a few short moments. And we have our special guest, Judd Field, here as well, who will be coming up to sing in just a little while. So still lots of goodness to come in this service this morning as the kids are having fun out there. And if you like just what you heard from Andy, he actually has a CD that's going to be available for $10 after the service out there. And Andy has generously donated those, and the funds received from that will go towards our Malawi project, which we have going in Africa, and which is great. And also Judd has got a CD here, which you'll hear a little bit more about in a few moments. But very, very, very exciting time of the year. I don't know. I mean, it's a mixed time for so many people. It's not always a celebratory or festive occasion for everybody. And I think that, you know, it's just so busy, like we just heard or saw, dare I say, in that clip. You know, it's just so busy. There's just so much that we try to cram in, and there's all the pressure and expectation, and it just can get so, so crazy. And thinking about that, I was just reading the account of the birth of Jesus, and we just heard an aspect of that in the first Noel, and you know, the beautiful song that it is. But I'm just going to read from the book of Luke in chapter 2. And we'll just pick up the story here. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place for some time, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. So basically, when a census was called, everyone would go to the husband's hometown where they'd have to reside until the head count was done and the census was taken. So Joseph had to go to his hometown, to Bethlehem, because that's where his family line and heritage had come from. So he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to him to be married and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Turn to the person next to you and say, no room. Say it again, no room. No room. Continue on. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Turn to the person next to you and say, all the people. All right, so we've got good news of great joy for all the people. So this is a pretty radical proclamation, because no longer is it just for an exclusive group of people, of God's chosen people, but this angel is actually saying, declaring to these shepherds, that I've got good news of great joy. Something significant, marvelous, wonderful has happened, and it's good news of great joy for all people. And so this morning, I just want to say that this time of year, as crazy and as busy as it is actually should be filled with good news of great joy for you, your life, your marriage, your family, your business, your studies, your life. It's good news of great joy. And that was obviously came about in the personification, in the life and the form of Jesus being born. And we continue on in the story. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, I mean, I don't know about you, but if you're an angel in like, you know, the upper come back to west and nothing's around and an angel appears, if that doesn't freak you out, a whole host appears. And, you know, I'm sure these shepherds are probably really freaking out by now. And then they start to sing, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favours rest. I don't know how much peace those shepherds had at that time, because they would have been freaking out with a host of angels just sort of glowing or whatever they were doing there, freaking them out. But when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Now, I don't know about you, but when something good happens in my life, I love going home and sharing it with Nat or just sharing it with my friends. When something good, when it's good news of great joy, and maybe you've never thought of Jesus this time of year like that before, but the thing is that God, through Jesus Christ, wants to bring good news of great joy into your life. And what can actually happen and what has happened, we've been blessed in this church. So many people have come to the realization it's not about religion, it's about relationship. It's not about rules and regulations. It's actually about living a life of real freedom and fulfillment and satisfaction. And when that starts to happen in your life, you've just got to tell people about it. Yeah, I've got to spread the word. If something good has happened in my life, I've got to spread the word. So maybe you've never thought of Jesus like that before, him being good news of great joy. But I want to tell you this morning that if you're willing to explore that in your life and you begin to experience the transformational power that he can bring in your world to actually take you from, because you're all good people, take you from the good person that you are into the great person that you are destined and created to be, you can't kind of keep it to yourself. And so we've been blessed to see that in the life of this church. But if you just give me a couple of minutes, the verse that I want to just focus on for a couple of seconds is verse 7. And if you can't remember it, it said this: "And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." Now, I was thinking about this as a bloke. And I'm just thinking that, you know, I had Holly up here before, and it's one that Michael prepared earlier for us, and you could see that Holly was rather pregnant. And I'm just trying to think about, you know, as a bloke, we generally default to, when something goes wrong, blame, excuse, denial, right? All the blokes, okay, I've got no friends. It's just me. Maybe it's just me. Unlike Michael, I'm just constantly saying, yes, honey, I was wrong. Please forgive me. It was my fault. But, you know, like in this case, I just wonder, like, Joseph knew that the census was taking place and he's got his pregnant wife-to-be and they've got to get to Bethlehem. I'm not sure when he gets there and he's there late what his excuses were. Maybe he blamed Mary for moving so slow. Wish you'd just hurry up a little bit, Mary. Or, you know, the excuses of, well, the donkey had a flat tire and I don't know what excuses or denial. Oh, no, it's no problem. We'll find somewhere to stay. It's fine, sweetheart. It's fine. I don't know what excuses he came up with. But at the end of the day, when they got to Bethlehem, they're trying to find somewhere to go. And she's 8+ months pregnant. Having nowhere to go, it would have been pretty intense, would have been pretty stressful. I couldn't even imagine what Mary is thinking or feeling, and Joseph kind of, whether he felt bad and felt guilty for not having her in the Park Hyatt and or wherever, but he's just in this stressful situation because when they go and knock on the doors, even though it's obvious what they needed, there was no room for them in the inn. And I think sometimes in life we get so busy and we get caught up with so much stuff and we heard about it and we just maybe just get too busy for the whole God thing. Maybe we just get too busy. There's just no room for God in our lives. And this morning I just want to ask you a very simple question. Is that, do you have room for Jesus in your life? Do you have room for Jesus, this baby? And some of us, maybe we kind of just get fixated and stuck on the romantic kind of story that we see on the Christmas cards of Jesus being born in a stable, and it's all pristine, it's totally clean, and it's like, you know, this little baby, no crying he makes. I think that's a lie in that Christmas carol. But anyway, I'm sure Jesus cried, and I'm sure he had diapers and all that sort of stuff, nappies and stuff. But, you know, maybe that's your idea. But let's just have a look at this clip and see if we can try to make the connection that that's not where the story ended.
Man, I wonder what it was like to really be born in a manger.
I know, right? I wonder what ever happened to baby Jesus.
Maybe he grew up.
Wait, you're telling me that the baby Jesus from the Christmas story is the same baby Jesus as the adult walk on water Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I never really put those two concepts together. Wow. Well, I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
He went to the cross.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
baby Jesus is the same as cross Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up. I mean, there's some time in there, you know. He grew up. He taught people. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross. He came back to life, you know. And now he lives in our hearts.
That's the same guy? The Jesus that lives in our hearts.
Yeah.
This is really... Okay. I guess I just didn't put two and two together. This is... Whew. Wow. Merry Christmas, Denver. I guess we should just try to view Christmas instead of one isolated event and more of an ongoing story about our salvation.
Yeah. It's a great idea. Great idea.
The reason I really love that clip, has anyone seen Talladega Nights when they're sitting around the table praying? Little baby, 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus gold. Yeah, anyway. Baby Jesus, surprisingly, maybe that has shifted some of your thinking, but yes, baby Jesus did grow up into adult Jesus and fulfilled the greatest mission that this world has ever seen. A man that... from incredible humble beginnings, giving up the glory, the splendor of heaven, we're told, to come and walk as a man on earth, and born in a cradle, in a stable, and just an incredible humble beginning for the King of the universe. He grows up, and at the age of 12, he's got incredible wisdom that he goes to a synagogue and he astounds the leaders and the teachers of the day, the questions and the answers that he gives. Do you have room for this Jesus, is my question at this time of year. With the busyness of life and the fullness of what you've got going on in your world, do you actually have room for Jesus in your world? Do you have room for the guy that walked around the Sea of Galilee, the surrounding areas, and taught with such an authority, and his teachings are still regarded as some of the greatest literature that we have today? Do you have time for the guy that changed history like no one else has? Do you have time for the guy who was able to speak to fishermen and tax collectors and doctors and say, come follow me, and after one conversation, he was able to have these guys follow him? There must have been something incredible about this guy. The fact is, he lived, he came, he walked on the planet. We can't argue that. But do you have room for him in your life? Do you have room for the guy that not just only was incredibly intellectual and smart, but he would also touch the untouchable and he would love the unlovable? Do you have time for the guy that was actually a voice for those who didn't have and don't have a voice? Do you have time for the Jesus that actually fed the hungry and gave himself for the benefit and the care of the poor and the needy? Do you have time for somebody like that, that is actually genuinely interested in your life? Do you have time for somebody that actually wants the best for your life? Do you have time for a man that, as I said, changed human history and he could heal any illness or disease, and he could walk on water, that he goes from the cradle to eventually being falsely accused, being fully innocent, being charged wrongfully and sentenced to die upon a cross? So he goes from the cradle to the cross, and you just go, why would such an incredible man, somebody that had done nothing wrong, was adding so much to society, actually willingly die? And the answer is simple, that right from the very beginning of time, there is a loving, caring God that desires relationship with us. He's always desired that. He wants that. He's not about you ticking off some religious duties and making sure you do this and walk grandma across the road and you're kind of like, you're honest with your taxes. He's more interested in actually, they're good things by the way, but he's more interested in actually having a relationship with you. And right from the very beginning, so Jesus died and gave himself, going from the cradle to the cross, adult Jesus, to die for every single one of us in this room, so that not only we can know about him, but we can actually know him. And the question simply stands is, do you have room for him in your life? And so I'm not asking you to consider to becoming a religious person. Personally, I'm not into religion. I think most of that is man-made regulations and laws, and some I can understand why they were put in place. But they don't necessarily line up with what the Bible really has to say about a relationship and what a relationship with God is about. And yet all God says to you is, hey, this time of year of all times, apart from Easter maybe, we get to actually stop and think, do I actually have time for this Jesus in my life? Not just baby Jesus, but the one that grew up and changed the world as we know it. And that's a choice that every single one of us have. And so do you have room for Jesus? Maybe it's something that you want to think about. Maybe you can chat with the person that you came with or the person that invited you. Because I can tell you, I can guarantee you that when you're willing to actually explore this, because in one of Jesus' teachings, he actually made the bold statement and claim, one that I really had to get my head around. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, has the assurance of eternal peace and happiness, unless it's through Jesus. And that's one of Jesus' teachings. He says, I'm the way. And when we're willing to do that, the Bible says we can experience life and life abundant, life to the full in every area of our life. And I love that about Jesus. But we're simply asked to give him room in our life. Maybe for 2013, maybe one of the things that you might consider in giving God room to explore this whole concept of God being in your life, and these guys on the screen mentioned about God being in your heart. That's a kind of weird thing to say, but the Bible says when we open our heart and let God in and forgive us, that we can then begin to walk in a relationship with him with purpose and meaning and peace and strength when the dark times come. And so maybe next year, that's something you want to think about. Instead of like maybe Christmas, Easter being the times when you make room for Jesus, that kind of at least start to explore, what does that look like? What can it mean? Because when that kind of happens in your world, like we heard about these shepherds, they went around telling everyone. I'm telling you right now, my experience and lots of people in this room has been when you make room for Jesus and you experience the difference he makes in your world, you just got to tell people about it. Because I want people to experience the great joy and peace and love that I've been blessed and privileged to experience. And so maybe that's something you'll think about. Or maybe if you are a regular here at church, then you're kind of like in some other way, you're going to try to make more room for Jesus in your world. But that's just a thought that I wanted to leave you with this morning. And I love this old hymn that Troy's playing. And that is just turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Not baby Jesus, but the resurrected Christ. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and love. And that's what can happen in our lives. Not just a romantic sentiment, but a reality of the peace that he can bring. And so this morning, after this service is concluded, just want to give you the opportunity. If you want to come and chat, or maybe you've got stuff going on in your life, I certainly do, and we need to pray. I'd love to spend a few minutes maybe praying with you if you'd like somebody to pray with you after this service is done. But there's something for you to think about. Are you willing to make room for Jesus in your life? So right now, I am actually going to invite Judd to come up. And I've actually known Judd for many years, actually. We used to... not going to say how long ago, but used to be involved in an organisation called Youth Alive, and used to run large events for high school age students. And Judd was a key player and a key musician and singer within the whole team that performed on stage and was a worship leader and is a worship leader, and currently also oversees the Melbourne Gospel Choir and does an amazing job at looking after the whole group and travelling around Australia and the world, dare I say, with the group. But yet is an accomplished musician, songwriter in his own right. And it is just so good to have Judd with us here today. So can we please give Judd a big hand as he comes to sing for us this morning?
What to live up to now? As Phil said, I've been a worship leader for 20 years, which is surprising because I'm only 21, so I don't know how that kind of works. But sang a lot of songs of love and a lot of songs of worship. And this time of the year, we get to sing these great songs of praise, you know, joy to the world, the King has come. And I had a bit of a moment a few years ago. I went to India and actually saw some kids in the slum and, you know, kids with AIDS, and it's really messed my world up. There's a verse that hit me right between the eyes. You know, you read the Bible 100 times and suddenly this verse just goes, well, this verse went, and so I'd like to show you some photos of the kids that I saw in India, but I think you'll see what I actually saw in India, and hopefully you guys can turn your eyes on Jesus in everything that you do. And this has sort of been a key for me of how I can actually love. Thank you.
Every day I see a reflection of grace in faces of need. I know that every time they plead, I know I can see you.
To invite my good friend Andy De Silva to stage. Please welcome Andy. As he comes, I'll just let you know we wrote a song together for the Melbourne Gospel Choir City called Break the Chains, talking about breaking the chains of slavery and how we can buy fair trade and make a difference to all these child slaves if we buy cheap clothes, cheap coffee, cheap shoes, and don't necessarily ask where they come from. And we have got a lot of power to break the chains. It's a great song. I'd like to actually give this away to someone who wants to give it to a friend. The CD is called Freedom. And if you've got a friend who's going through some stuff right now, stuff's just going on in their lives and they need a break, they need some freedom in their lives, I want you to give this to them. Has anybody got a friend that you would like to... Right there. Great. And this is for you for being so generous. My man.
Thank you.
because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They heard a choir sing, the music seemed to come from afar. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say. Man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King born today. And man because of Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Bit of R&B at Christmas, you know. Song by Donny Hathaway.
He's got a good voice like this. Hey.
Hey, two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Hang on the mistletoe. I want to get to know you better, yeah. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how fun it's gonna be together, yeah. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright, caroling through the night. Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me, yeah. Oh, everybody, everybody, oh, yeah. Oh, presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town, they do. Oh, this Christmas, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
told you it was R&B. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.